Hello and welcome to the first ever podcast recorded in the continent of Antarctica.
Hello!
It's me, Carl, it's Sepnef, and it's George. That sounded like I said four people, but it's just us three. What's going on, guys? This is ridiculous. Jason is behind the camera. Jason, can you give a quick pan showing what the frick all of this looks like?
This is crazy. This is like colder than Sepnef's bedroom. I don't even know what that means. But it's cold. It is really cold.
Carl, he thinks my bedroom is so cold, I keep it at 69.
That is pretty
69
cold.
69 is actually pretty warm.
That's what I'm saying.
Dude, how cold is this right now? The ice right here, the snow that we're sitting on, is actually weathered at negative 20 degrees.
Yeah, negative 20 degrees on this surface.
We've endured right since getting into Antarctica a plethora of snowstorms.
We can throw up a clip.
Oh, by the way, I forgot to include the fact Jimmy is currently on that mountain climbing. We're in the middle of a Mr. Beast video.
He has no idea we're recording this.
He doesn't know we're recording this. I guess he's going to find out when this video comes out. It's going to be a very visual episode, by the way, for all the audio listeners.
But so if you're an audio listener, over to YouTube.
Yeah, if you're an audio listener, you probably want to hop over on YouTube.
We just like you more if you watch it on YouTube.
Yeah.
So
this is definitely a visual episode. So yeah,
deal with it. Let's talk about our experience so far. So,
should we start from the beginning?
Yeah, I say we do that.
I'll start off from the beginning.
Go for it.
So, for me at least, me and Dream were like in Oklahoma for like a week.
Yeah.
And basically
doing everything that you can do in Oklahoma.
Yeah, basically going to football games.
Which is just drink.
But listen, the shoot was supposed to be like a day or two like after. Mm-hmm. We got moved to the point where me and Dream landed, got home, packed, slept for an hour or two, left for the airport.
Yep. Now, where'd you leave for the airport too?
Now listen, we are flying from Orlando, Florida, all the way to the bottom of South America in Punta Arenas.
Arenas, South Chile.
That took us like over a day of traveling, like 25
hours. We flew from Orlando to Panama.
And then from Panama to Santiago, Chile.
Yep.
Santiago.
And then Santiago to Punta Arenas.
Yep.
And then obviously from Punta Arenas to Antarctica where we are now.
But we spent quite a few days over in Chile. Why did we do that? Because we were quarantining. Because we're good people.
Yep.
And even though we don't believe COVID exists, we still pretend like it.
Yeah.
And
we were stuck in a hotel for how long? 6 days? 7 days?
You know, we were there for quite some time. Enough time to prove that even COVID doesn't want to exist in these cold climates.
You know what's crazy about that is that when we were in the hotel, we were just crying and bitching and moaning. Yep. They're like, oh, we have no internet. The internet sucks. The hotel sucks. Now, I was literally pooping in a tent. I was literally pooping in a tent like this. Literally, this is not even an exaggeration. I was sitting like this pooping into a stupid bucket.
And it's freezing.
And then what happened? Wait. Before we get too far ahead of ourselves,
the
what
worst
happened
thing happened to me in that.
While you were pooping in that tent.
All right, so let me preface this. In Antarctica, when it storms, it's not like a thunderstorm or even a snowstorm. It's a windstorm.
Actually, wait. Can I grab this camera really quick? I'm going to grab this from Jason. I'm sorry, Jason. Don't hate me. This is what our camp looks like right now for this Mr. Beast video. And if you see that tent over there, that's the bathroom tent.
That's where I was pooping.
This is Jason. And that, you can probably see the dots, maybe not, but if you see four little dots over there, that's Jimmy coming back from the mountain.
Yeah, Jimmy is the four dots. He's four people.
He is four.
Anyways, so in Antarctica, basically the way it works is that the storms are not like snowstorms or whatever that you're used to. They're just wind. Because it's so dry, it rarely rains
it's
here.
It's actually starting a little bit. I don't know if you can see it.
Yeah,
if the winds get too bad, we have a special surprise for you guys later on in this episode. Stay tuned. We made maybe the coolest thing in Antarctica to ever exist.
Yeah. But anyways, back to the story.
We invented coolness.
So basically, they're just massive windstorms. So anyways, I'm pooping in this tent. And all of a sudden, a windstorm just starts hitting. And they're also really short. And they come out of nowhere. They're boom, 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 boom for like 10 minutes and then it stops. I was pooping, minding my own business. I literally finished wiping my ass. You know, I put up my pants, and then boom, wind. My tent flies over me. I'm just sitting there. My toilet paper flies off. Like, all my supplies flies off. My jacket flies away, and I'm like, holy shit. I'm like, what just happened?
Look what's happening over there.
Also, can you point the camera over
Point
there?
The camera. That's our drone operator. He's currently peeing into a bottle.
That's how you pee out here. There's no
restrooms.
You pee.
To be clear, listen, when you think about, for me, okay, when you think about bucket list things to do in Antarctica, it is pee in snow, right?
Right.
That's number one.
Which we're not allowed to do.
You're not allowed to do.
You're not allowed to pee.
Antarctica has so many rules. You're not allowed to do anything practically that impacts the environment.
Which makes sense, but
But, like, you're not even allowed to pee in the snow. Like, you have to do it in a bottle and then take it to a bigger bottle for them to transport it. They fly it to Chile. They get rid of it from the entire continent. Like, nothing stays here.
Yeah, that's Antarctica's number one export. It's probably just bodily fluids.
It probably is.
Just
their GDP is so high from selling, like, manure to farm, probably. The silver lining from the tent blowing over is that at least you had your pants pulled up.
Yeah, if
it happened like 2 minutes earlier, it would have been so much worse. Imagine you're like fully naked, poo hanging out of your ass.
Yeah, no, if I was bare ass, I told the drone operator Russ that because he came over there and like helped me. Cause I was like, oh my god, I was like, holy shit. And also, when that happened,
literally,
I couldn't see. Like, literally, there's just so much snow and wind blowing that I couldn't see where I was. And it cleared up and I could see him. I was like, yo, help me. He came over there and was laughing. And I was like, dude, if I was sitting on that toilet, ass out, I probably would have just started crying. Like, I'm like, what the fuck? Yeah. Like, that is just awful.
Context for why we're here. I know we said this from Mr. Beast's video, but we are in this remote location for 50 hours straight.
Yeah.
We have to survive here in tents that we put up ourselves. We're eating food out of, like, little bags that you put MRE. Hot water into.
They taste like bags. Ass.
They're terrible. Well, actually, one of them that I had was alright.
Also, the water tastes like it's, like, been run through your, like, toothpaste. Bottle.
Yeah, it really does.
Like, it's like they got an empty toothpaste bottle, poured your water in there, shook it up, and then gave it to you.
Yeah.
Like you really squeezed that.
So,
it's kind of like 1%.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. Like we have like some people have Gatorade packets. And those are gold around here.
The liquid gold.
I've got three of them stocked up right now, and I'm not sharing with anyone.
Be trading tissue, toilet papers for Gatorade.
Carl said this, and it feels like Antarctica is a prison.
Yeah. Like, no, I'll tell you this. When we were at the base camp. Before filming this video, it's like a little bit more civilized than this, but still, it's very primitive.
It feels like it's...
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
Primitive on purpose.
Yeah, we were talking about, like, that. They definitely do this shit on purpose.
The shower room, like, there is a shower room, which is actually the nicest part there. And that's heated. Like, they have heating.
Yeah.
But the toilets, for some reason, aren't heated. Why? Just put a little heater in there. And also, it's all on its own. Like, it's not connected to any other tent.
Yeah, they make it difficult.
So you have to
walk separately
all the way out to go to the toilet, which makes...
They could easily attach those toilet things, like, to a tent. Yeah. Like, all it takes is a tent that has, like, a zip door and then it's attached to the toilet thing. No, yeah, they make it difficult. They make you go walk through the fucking negative degree weather to go take your shit.
Wait, but let me explain why it feels like what I would imagine prison to feel like.
Because
in my 24 years of age, I've never been to prison.
Yeah, okay.
But I'd like to imagine... that it is like what I feel like it's like. Whereas, I'll tell you this, and I'm just gonna be completely transparent.
Yeah.
There's a cafeteria in base camp, and they occasionally have dinners and lunches. And when they do that, they bring out soda. Okay.
And soda's only there for a limited amount of time.
I take two cans at a time, so that I can then take one to keep inside my tent.
Oh.
To ensure.
Do we have a story?
Yeah. Go on.
We'd be careful because there is. So, someone over there.
There are people that wouldn't want to hear this story right over there.
Maybe we save that for the next set.
No, the safety experts are literally right in that tent over there, and if they hear us talk about this, they can kick us away and just send us back to Chile. So we should be a little bit mindful and be quiet. I mean, once we upload this, you know, you snooze, you lose type shit.
There's no police out here, so technically we run these streets. So Carl thinks it's a good idea to go stash
some of his Fantas by the tent.
Oh my god.
And you know how.
No,
you,
wait, you let me explain this. No, I'll explain the story.
Wait.
I'll explain the story and then you explain your section.
Okay.
So me and Sapnap.
We get our prison contraband.
We get our contraband. We get our sodas. We take them for lunch. He has a Sprite. I have a Fanta. They're kind of lukewarm, if I'm being honest.
Yeah,
which is crazy, because we're in the coldest continent that's ever existed.
The coldest place on Earth.
The coldest place on Earth. We're literally sitting in the coldest place on Earth right now. So I take the Fanta, and he takes the Sprite, and we put them right next to the tent.
Like outside.
But outside. Outside.
Like
in the snow.
Imagine there's Fanta. Right there.
In the snow.
Like this boot is the Fanta.
The thing is, my thought process, I'm like, all right, we'll cool it off. We'll grab it in like 30 minutes. 30 minutes maximum. Nolan walked up to me and he said, you know it's going to explode, right, if you keep it out there? I'm like, yeah, I'm not a dumbass. Tariq is like, oh, it's going to explode. Shut up. I get it, Tariq. Whatever. Everybody tells us one by one. We're like, all right, we're going to grab it. We're going to grab it.
I forgot my goggles.
It's getting really cold.
Should we do set? Operation?
Yeah, let's move sets.
Like, you know, my face,
hey, we're
going
to move to the next tent. It's actually, my bad. All right, guys. I'm taking over.
We're going to show you something we've done.
We're going to show you guys.
It's like MTV Cribs time. Hang on, I'll get the door.
Yeah, I'm going to turn this camera around. Here we go. The craziest podcast to ever exist. Here is George. Unedited. This is our tent, by the way. This is where George, Sapnap, and Chandler are currently sleeping.
Welcome to our tent. So, basically, this is our tent. It has two sections. We have the entrance
and the bed section.
But what isn't usual is we have a hole.
Carl and Chandler. You know what? I'm taking dibs.
No, you gotta
Sapnap helped.
Thank you.
But you have to be honest. Me and Chandler built it.
No, you guys did most of the work. But me and Chandler, I was there for the beginning.
Okay.
That's all I want.
Sapnap helped, but me and Chandler.
It is built the deepest hole in existence.
It is absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, I'll
go
down.
You guys can't tell? Yeah, George, get down there.
So I'm about 6 foot tall.
Okay. Yeah.
And you're gonna see how tall I am in this hole.
Get down there. And then we're gonna film the rest of the episode down there.
With me luck. Look at this hole.
This is ridiculous.
So yeah, it's pretty deep. I can, even my arm all the way out is about the height of this thing.
And it extends outwards on the inside. Here, we're gonna switch cameras and we're all gonna be down there, okay? Salutations.
Guys, you have to subscribe to Banter right now. It is of utmost importance.
Do it!
And if you're listening to this on Apple or Spotify, rate it 5 out of 5 stars.
Guys, we are freezing so much for this podcast. Please help us.
This is all for you.
Back to the show. Oh.
Oh no.
Congrats.
Guys.
Okay, we're officially inside of this little cave system that we created. And now we're looking at this camera.
Hello.
Goodbye, Jason. Leave our tent right now.
So basically, we have a hole in our tent.
Look.
That goes down into the ground.
Wait, what are we doing the Fanta story?
Get comfortable.
Yeah, we're on the Fanta story.
Okay.
Continue. So
let's finish the story.
We were warned that these things could blow up, and we knew that.
We knew it would blow up.
But we were just like, we're just gonna leave them there for 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Get those suckers out, they'll be nice and cold, and we'll be good. But anyways, me and Carl fell asleep.
We fell asleep, and then we woke up. And what did we wake up to?
It was actually the most aggravating thing in the entire world to wake up to.
Go ahead, explain.
Well, from my point of view, I heard that these idiots left their little cans outside, and me and Dream were together, and we were like, that probably exploded, right? Because it's been out in the snow for hours. And we're like, okay, let's go investigate. And we walk over there, and Dream goes, oh my god, it exploded. And I thought he was joking. And I look around, and I just see orange splattered all over the snow. I remember, they told us.
Dude, if they hear us, we're gonna get kicked out of our dorm.
I remember, they told us, nothing on the snow.
They said, if we leave anything on the snow, that's the biggest, like, you're out of here type
snow. No spitting, no pissing on the snow, no pooing on the snow, no, like, anything.
Yeah, so.
And yeah, and oh my god, you guys were sleeping. And me and Dream were like, oh my god, oh my god.
They're
and
just
like,
yelling.
And then imagine, they were so annoyed because we woke them up just going,
No, that's not why.
Because not only, it was partially because you woke up too. If you know that we did something that could get us in trouble, why are you screaming at the entire...
They were screaming, oh my god, look. Oh my god, look.
It exploded.
Spilled everywhere. It exploded.
It
oh
was
my god,
funny.
Look how far it went.
it literally spilled probably like 30 feet. Like, it was far.
Yeah, it was.
No, it was not 30 feet.
I mean, it wasn't 30 feet, but it was 20 feet.
Honestly, it wasn't.
Maybe
even
15, 20 feet.
It wasn't that big of a deal. Me and Carl cleaned it up.
We cleaned
like
it up in like 10 minutes.
They had to get a shovel and like shovel.
No, we didn't even use a shovel. We used our hands and our feet.
Well, I guess the shovel would have been easier, but.
Yeah.
I assumed to use a
shovel. But that shows you how little of a deal it was. We literally went like.
It was
but
kind
also,
of
what's
ridiculous,
crazy is.
It was the funniest stuff.
If you guys ever find yourself in Antarctica, get a little handful of snow, bit of Fanta.
Oh yeah, George
it's
littered.
Crazy.
George isn't clean.
He's not a saint of us.
He literally poured soda on his
ice.
But
then
ice
I ate it.
No,
I ate it.
It dribbled onto the ground.
I'll tell
you
this though.
You
guys,
not eat the
I
one that
it.
Dribbled on the
Can
ground.
I say
no, he's lying.
I ate it. I did.
Pause. If you ever go to Antarctica.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the must not take yourself too seriously and
6-1 since that matters.
And what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble. With exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Pour some Sprite into some snow and start eating that. It is maybe the best tasting thing I've had in my life.
It's very good.
It was literally a Sprite slushy. It was to die for.
We could
have
like.
It's because I've been so just malnourished and I haven't been able to eat or drink properly since I got into this godforsaken continent. But it was delectable to me.
Delectable is the correct verbiage to use it.
Dude, I also.
Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, like, you guys are looking at us sitting in a 9-foot tall ice hole that we're inside of right now. And you're probably thinking, like, Carl, why are you barehanded? Believe it or not, because we're outside of the wind and outside of the conditions, even though we're in the middle of this little snow hole,
it's warm in
it's here. Actually warm in here.
I want to take off some
it's
of
not
stuff.
Warm. Compared to up there.
It's not warm. It is definitely, like, very cold still. I think we're just used to it.
Yeah.
Like, if we had gone from our house and just teleported into this hole,
we'd be cold.
We'd be freezing, yeah. Right?
But well, to be fair, I say that. Here, I'm going to show you guys right now. I'm wearing this layer. Then I'm wearing this layer. The audio is about to be terrible. Just bear with me. Then I'm wearing this layer. Then I'm wearing this layer.
So okay? Four jackets.
I'm currently wearing 4 jackets.
I think I'm wearing 5 and 3 pairs of pants.
Yep.
I'm wearing.
Not including underwear.
I think I'm wearing.
So, like, we have a lot of clothing here that helps.
I'm wearing 3.
And they all do different things as well. Like, you have the insulation layer, you have the base layer, you have the wind layer, the polar layer.
It's kind of cool. It all makes, like, the.
Like, each clothing has a different role. Like one's to keep the heat in, one's to, like, break the wind, one's to, like, keep you warm. Like, they all do different purposes and they all come together to keep you nice and warm.
It's actually interesting. Like, a lot of times, whenever you're out there walking around, or if you're doing any physical activity,
it's actually hot.
You get hot. Like, I will start sweating.
It's a weird balance of trying to remain not freezing and not on fire all at the same time.
It's actually kind of fun. It's like a game. It's like you're constantly managing
your stats.
Yeah. You're too hot. You take off a layer.
What's dangerous about it, though, is your body associates heat with drinking.
Yep.
So, even if you do a lot of exercise out here, you don't realize you're dehydrated.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
So you need to just drink even though you don't feel like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, a lot of my piss has been orange and I've been actively like being like, I need to drink water.
I feel like I'm drinking a lot, but then it's like literally the darkest pee ever.
Yeah. See, it's like a real like
hassle. And the air, there's like no humidity in this air. It's actually zero humidity, I'm pretty sure.
Mm. This has probably been the toughest terrain that we've ever had to deal with in our lives and probably will ever deal. I mean, I don't know what's harder than this. It is,
I feel like hot would be
no hot. Hot is more.
I mean, if we did.
To be fair,
wait, did you do that Mr. Beast video in the desert?
I wasn't there for that.
Hot is.
I feel like that might have been harder.
Yeah. No, they've. Well, I don't know.
No, it's definitely harder. Let's be real. I hate the heat.
Yeah, the heat's the worst.
Heat is.
But to be fair, like if I'm wearing this, if I'm not wearing a glove, if I'm just has my hand like this, right, and I were to go back outside with the winds that you guys just saw,
terrible.
If you gave me 1 minute, I would have had to be medically evacuated, to be fair.
Like, yeah, but that's the thing, though.
Is that
you can combat it.
Unless you have 5 minutes, he could have had, like, lost a finger.
But that's the thing. At least with this, you can put on a glove. In the heat, it's like...
You can't take off infinite
layers. You are just shit out of luck.
This is the harshest terrain I've ever dealt with, though.
It is the harshest terrain I've dealt with, but I do think that a desert, like, if we went to Africa, where's the Sahara Desert? It's in Africa, right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
So if we went to the Sahara Desert, it would just be awful.
Okay, here's another point I want to bring up, and I think it's important that I talk about it. I haven't even pitched this to you guys yet, but we are in Antarctica, one.
We are in Antarctica.
One, most of the banter episodes we ever film are in America.
Yep.
North America. We filmed an episode with Jimmy, me and George, in London. That's Europe.
Okay.
We have filmed banter in 3 of the 7 continents.
And weirdly, one of them is Antarctica.
We have an upper hand being the first podcast ever in Antarctica. We
can be the first podcast.
Could be the first podcast to film in every single continent, okay?
So we've done Europe, North America, and Antarctica. We'll do South America after this because we're going back to Chile.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then we just got to do Asia and Africa and
Africa.
Oceania.
Oh, Australia, yeah.
Or New Zealand, that counts.
Is New Zealand part of the Australian continent?
Does that count? I think it
does.
In my mind, it doesn't count.
Because the continent is Oceania, not Australia.
In my mind, it doesn't count.
And then
count.
It also counts like Madagascar.
Wait, the continent's Oceania?
In my mind, no. I thought the continent is Australia.
I thought the continent was Australia.
I think it's Oceania, and then it encompasses like Oceania. Australia, New Zealand.
To be fair,
but then what continent is New Zealand in?
I don't know.
Asia?
Probably Australia.
I will say though, it doesn't count unless you're in Australia. Sorry.
Yeah, I mean,
I think it would count Madagascar.
We're gonna film in every single continent before any other podcast does, and I dare you guys to try. Okay, we're the best podcast that's ever existed, and we're the best podcast that ever will exist. We're global, we're worldwide.
Make sure to subscribe now to show that you're part of us now.
I know we never do this, but I want to say something. Comment where in each continent we should film a banter episode, okay, yes, guys?
So if you're from Asia, Oceania, or Africa, let us know your country.
Or South America.
Also, I need to get something off my chest.
Well, we're doing Chile, so.
I need to get something off my chest.
If we have time.
Since this is going to be uploaded after the Mr. Reese video, Merry Christmas, guys, or Happy Holidays whenever you celebrate, because this will be after Christmas.
Wow, he's so thoughtful. No, this won't be after Christmas.
Oh, what?
It will.
It will. They're uploading this on Christmas.
I heard it would be uploaded 24th.
Yep.
Well,
so unless the 25th is a Wednesday, and even if it is, we shouldn't upload on Christmas, because it's bad for performance. So
yeah, anyways, this should be uploaded around the holiday time, so I just want to say Happy Holidays, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, whatever you celebrate.
Wow, he's so thoughtful.
Kwanzaa.
Go ahead, any more?
If you miss anything else now,
name another one.
I'm thinking.
If you miss anything now, that's just bad.
Yeah,
so
now you went deeper
than usual.
Yeah,
so like,
now you have to.
If I missed it, I'm sorry. Those are like the main ones I know.
Now you've just turned something nice into something like bad.
Yeah, congrats.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You kind of ruined banter. Let's go. I can't believe that we're just sitting in this hole while Jimmy's literally climbing a mountain for his own video.
Bro, we have been doing nothing productive.
I know, you know what's funny?
This whole day I've like slept pretty much. Well, and I've been like laying in the tent.
I want to
like,
put on record that while he was climbing that mountain, he told us to do stuff productive for the camp and we just continued.
Just dug the hole.
Me and Chandler, like, Chandler.
I helped today. I'm
shout out Chandler. He can literally hear us right now, I think, potentially in the tent.
Unless he's asleep.
But it's okay if not. It's also his birthday, first of all.
Yeah. Wait,
time
is this
recording. Well, right now? Yeah, now it is, technically. Now
happy birthday, Chandler.
Right now?
Yeah, it's his birthday.
It is actively Chandler's birthday.
Chandler. He's asleep.
Me and Chandler were on a roll digging this thing. I was doing a lot of breaking, and then he did a lot of sweeping where he'd clean up the excess snow, and it was the most efficient thing we've ever done. This is everybody's dream, is to make a stupid little, like, think about, like, when you go to the beach, you just want to dig a hole. Mm-hmm. And you want to make it like a little house.
The only scary thing is this could potentially could fall at any minute, and I could die. Stop.
I also want to put on record, before you say that, we have, like, a safety expert for the Mr. Beast video, and I was asking him the easiest way for us to build this in the most safe way possible. So we arced it like this on purpose. I waited, there's about 3.5 feet going up beyond the inside. Mm-hmm. That was important. We've done everything safe so that it shouldn't crash and destroy
us. But
it
could.
But, I mean, technically anything can happen.
To be fair, even if it crashed, would it kill
that
us?
Would really hurt.
Don't you would break your neck unless you got out of the way quick enough.
Still like this.
Yeah, we could just pause time and then get out of the way.
You ever start falling in a bank? Time out.
Pause for a second, guys. You're like, that's not fair. Also, I want to point out, Jimmy doesn't even know that we made this hole to begin with. And he's about to get home from...
And we're going to trap him. We're going to put a rug over it, and he's going to walk over and fall in this hole and die.
Yep.
And it's actually an elaborate scheme so that Carl can then put his hand on the tombstone and win that shit.
Yeah, we talked about that at some point, I'm sure.
Yeah, so the idea, because it wasn't really explained, if Mr. Beast dies, last to take his hand off the Mr. Beast's tombstone keeps the channel.
You guys keep joking. The Reddit is going to be like, no, they said that, so it must be true. It's not Mr. Beast Reddit lore. It's just Reddit in general. I feel like, and again, I use Reddit every single day, but I'm going to say that a lot of times, very parasocial. So, like,
Mr. Instance, Beast Reddit is parasocial?
No, just so Reddit, just Reddit in general. Well, and look, this is what I mean, okay?
I don't think Reddit's parasocial.
Yeah, I feel like Reddit's, like...
The least parasocial.
They're like...
What?
The anti-parasocial.
They make, like, conspiracy theories all the time.
Yeah, but it's not because they
think they're... That's not parasocial.
Yeah. How is that not parasocial? It's because they think that they're like, reading into stuff super deep.
I feel like, in terms of parasocial, it's... Number one, Twitter is the most parasocial.
No.
What do you think is the most parasocial?
I would have gone with Twitter.
Yeah.
I think it's Reddit.
This just seems so left field. I feel like
I would have gone,
like,
gone Twitter, Instagram.
Instagram is more parasocial than Reddit. I'm talking, like, theories on theories. Like, there's a point in time where I have a management team, Night Media, right?
That's my management.
They manage you as well.
They don't manage him.
There was a conspiracy theory. Look, there was a conspiracy theory that Night Media hired me to, they used me to join Mr. Beast to make Mr. Beast a more family-friendly channel.
That is what happened.
Is that not the most parasocial conspiracy theory you've heard?
Where did what makes that parasocial? That's just a conspiracy theory.
Yeah, to be fair, that's not parasocial. It's not because they think they know Night Media or they think they know you.
How was
being
that?
Being parasocial is like, man, Carl seems kind of mean to Sapnap. I think they don't like each other. Because I know how Carl usually acts around Sapnap. You know what I mean? To me, that's more parasocial. It's like, because they think they know us and that they're okay. able to formulate.
But to be fair,
I think it's different types of parasocial.
To be fair, Night Media may have brought you into Mr. Beast.
I mean, they did, and that's like the only time they got it right, to be fair. But still.
Wait, what is it? Night Media? What? Repeat that? Like,
So they think that Night Media. Well, no, I don't know if. There's probably one dude, to be fair. Thought that Reed, the creator of Night Media, brought me in and then hired me onto Mr. Beast to make Mr. Beast a more family-friendly YouTube channel.
But it doesn't even make sense because you were on Mr. Beast before you're on Night Media.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Well, I guess that solves the conspiracy.
Well, I solved it, guys.
That actually does make a lot of sense. So that's impossible.
Yeah, sorry. What else is there to talk about in Antarctica? The food is trash. The water tastes bad.
The food at the camp
smells like shit.
Oh wait, yeah. Let's talk about that.
Also, Dream's tent smells like fucking hell. It's so bad.
Oh, it's your birthday.
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday,
everybody! At the time of the recording, it's Chandler's birthday. Were you asleep up there?
I'm playing my game.
He's playing Pokemon. Everyone say happy birthday in the comments.
What did you eat for your birthday? Some dog shit MRE?
I just ate sleep for dinner.
I think Jimmy's coming back from the mountain soon, so we're going to hide in here. We literally made this, we put this flag here, so we're going to cover up the cave. All right, look, you keep playing your game. I'm sorry if we interrupted it.
No, you're good.
Bye. Yeah, I love that guy.
All right, everyone say happy birthday to Chandler in the comments.
I like the idea. I'm like, yeah, I love that guy. As if he's not right still looking at me.
Oh, also, so let's talk about the shit smell of the tents for a little bit, and then I have something else I want to bring up.
Okay, talk about it.
I think, like, we were basically told, I don't know about you guys, but I was told multiple times, like, oh, it doesn't smell in Antarctica. It's too cold for it to smell.
Yeah, you can't have smell in Antarctica.
We were told not to bring deodorant because there's no odor in Antarctica.
Well, beyond that, I was told not to bring deodorant because I was told that they were going to supply me deodorant, which they didn't.
Well, I was told
they also didn't supply me any of my toiletries, which they promised they would.
Also,
and to be clear,
start on the phones.
Let's start this for a second. This is the longest my facial hair has ever been, and I know it's not much, but I hate it so much. I can't even think right now. So, bear with me, guys.
Oh my god, you can see, like, bags under my eyes.
I know, we also don't have a mirror, so this is, like, the first
time. Do I have bags under my eyes?
Yeah.
Yeah, you look, I mean, it's
Do
just,
I?
I'm just kidding. Yeah, we all have bags.
Huh?
What?
Yeah, designer bags.
He has designer bags under his eyes.
Hey, do I have the bags under my eyes?
Everybody has bags under their eyes.
You have bags under your eyes, too, but I really noticed it just then. Holy shit, we have been getting terrible sleep.
I know, we have not slept.
Oh, we also just slept in a two-person tent? But there was four of us in it last night.
To be clear, it is currently me, Sapnap, George, and Chandler sleeping in this tent together.
And we were sleeping literally like this close.
I could show you exactly where we're sleeping. This is a very visual podcast again. For the audio listeners, I'm about to turn it around and show. This is where we've been sleeping. It's bad. Not much room. And I hope that picked it up because I actually couldn't see.
One good thing about the tents, though, the sleeping bags are insane.
Yeah, the sleeping bags are OP.
They're rated from -40 degrees. And it's true. Like, it's actually boiling hot in there. It's insane.
They're so good at capturing your heat, like your body heat.
Yeah, your body is essentially a radiator in that.
Yeah.
All your body
just
heat
captures it.
It
so
comes
well.
Out and just stays in there and keeps you warm.
Because I remember the first night, like when we were at, like, the other place, me and Carl were so cold when we got to our thing. I got in that sleeping bag, and in 10 minutes, I was hot. I was like, holy crap.
Yeah, the CD mags are very effective out here.
They've been so helpful. Also, I don't know about you guys, but I feel like it's been really nice in some ways not having internet connection.
I agree.
It's been really cool to me. I've been getting to catch up on a lot of things that I've been wanting to do. Like, literally, this is like not...
reading manga constantly.
Okay, yeah. This is not an over-exaggeration. Since landing in Antarctica, I've officially read 85 chapters of One Piece. And we've been here for just a couple days.
It's actually weird because I'm constantly on the internet.
Yeah.
But not having used the internet in essentially, like, over a week...
Yeah.
I don't even, like, it doesn't feel that different. It, yeah, it doesn't feel that different. Like, sometimes I just want, like, the only time it's annoying is when I actually need information that I don't have and I need to Google it.
It makes me really, there's, like, parts of me that really enjoys not having internet. And, like, it makes me really feel like I wish there was a way where we could just, like, look, I'm going to say it. I will never delete my Twitter. I need my Twitter. Mm-hmm. A lot of it, what do? My entire job, part of it is Twitter, right? But if Twitter just got deleted from the face of the planet, I would be happy. You know what I'm saying?
You put a lot of that. Like, if you check your screen time on Twitter, it would be insane.
Yeah, that, TikTok. Honestly, TikTok is such a time sink. And again, I use TikTok constantly. I'm there hours on end. I have a time limit set on it now. Oh my God.
I have a 1 hour time limit on my TikTok, but I always just ignore it. But I rationalize using TikTok so much because I'm like, oh, I'm researching for TikTok ideas.
You know what's crazy?
What?
You know why I put a time limit on my TikTok? I didn't have a time limit on my TikTok. And then I came across a TikTok that was...
Made it look like you had one.
No. My For You page put this TikTok on my page where the guy just makes a bunch of TikToks talking about how everybody should stop using TikTok. And he...
Isn't that crazy that TikTok put that on your For You page?
And I was like, this is a sign. The whole TikTok, you know what? The TikTok was, he said, stop scrolling for a second. If you can think of... I did. He said, if you can think of the past 6 TikToks you've watched...
Oh, I remember that. I saw that too.
He said, if you can think... And if you can remember the past 6 TikToks, which shouldn't be much, they're 15-second long videos. If you can remember the past 6, then you can continue scrolling. If not, turn off the app. And I thought about it. I was like, I've been on here for 2 hours, and I can't name you the last 6.
And that blew my mind. That actually blew my mind when I saw it. I was like, wait.
I was like, this is just absolutely a time
sink. I'm just wasting time. Like, I have no idea what I'm even watching.
It was pretty brutal. I was like, holy shit.
TikTok is insane if you think about it.
It is crazy to me. It is literally just a time sink. It's literally just a hole.
It just rots your brain for a bit.
It's literally, like, I'm being so serious. Like, this is what parents thought, like, TV and, like, Grand Theft Auto was. You know what I mean? Like, past generations, like, we're like, oh, if you keep playing video games, you're gonna, you know what I mean? Like, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, yeah, it really is.
Maybe I'm that guy, but, like, that's how I actually feel about TikTok now. And guess what? I still use it every day. But now that we're in Antarctica, it's nice to not even have the choice.
I honestly, like, I feel like after, like, not, like, literally having, like, no internet for a week, that I feel like I'm probably just gonna, like, try and be on my phone less.
Yeah.
Like, it's nice. Like, it's nice not just constantly.
And thinking about this
we'll see how it goes.
Think about this perspective from a TikTok creator that gets millions of views. Like, we post a TikTok, imagine it gets 10 million views, right? Think about how much cumulative time we wasted on that. 10 million people watched for like 10 seconds. That's 100 million seconds of cumulative human time.
Now divide
that
by 60.
We wasted.
Divided by 60.
I don't know what that is.
100 million divided by 60? It's like one...
A lot of time.
Someone, how many hours is that? Put that in the comments.
1.3 million.
That's how many human hours we've wasted that could have been put towards something useful.
Like learning
but
math.
Instead, they just watched us be like stupid for 15 seconds. We're awesome. Let's post some more. We're going to post some TikToks from Antarctica when
to
we get back
fair,
as well.
To be fair, look, this is all a segue to us telling you that we each have probably recorded about 5 to 10 TikToks that we're all going to upload from Antarctica. Our pages are literally about to turn into Antarctica fan pages. So yeah, all of us hating on it is literally just us segueing to the fact that we're literally going to go on a spree of uploading a ton of Antarctica TikToks.
I mean, I don't hate it, but I do agree that I feel like it literally, like, you nailed it on the head right there where you said, like, it's like what your parents used to be like, video games are just wasting your time. TikTok is literally wasting. You are just, it is like that. I know that, and I'll go on TikTok when I want to waste time.
Can I tell you this?
Ooh, I have an hour to do nothing. Oh,
you know what's crazy though? Like, I'm a proponent where I like being efficient. You like you guys are annoyed at me whenever I always constantly move, oh, can we stream? You know what I mean? I like just like, am I wrong?
No.
Well, it depends. It's in a certain scenario when you do that.
Whenever I'm not doing something, I feel like weird. You know what I mean? Like I just feel like I should be doing something.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say, I never feel like it's a waste of time to be consuming media. Like when you're like watching a movie, when you're like reading books, when you're doing shit like that, I think it's actually like helpful for you. I think it refines your humor. I think it refines whatever like entertainment values you might have and stuff like that. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I think it opens up your creative mind, but I really genuinely don't feel like TikTok does that to the same extent.
I think it does for me.
It did teach me one joke.
It helps me make better TikToks.
It taught me one joke.
Go ahead.
Not even really a joke, a saying.
Go ahead.
Still a problem, mate.
No, to be fair, there are some banger TikToks out there that resonate.
Yeah, that create cultural phenomenons. No, I I'm not saying it's like the corn kid is like literally everybody knows what I'm talking about when I say the corn kid, right? There's like a lot of scenarios like that, but it's still like you don't know what the corn kid is.
I do, but I'm sure.
That was a slam dunk. Yeah. The corn kid did pop viral.
How much money do you think the corn kid made?
A lot.
Really?
Yeah.
From what?
Millions, probably.
I don't know.
From what?
Well, he made money from coming to the Beast Burger shoot.
Yeah, but how much?
In New York.
Yeah, but how much did like they pay him, realistically?
I have no idea.
Probably not that much.
I don't know. They probably paid him a very fair amount.
No, a fair amount, but... No, but I'm saying like I don't think he made millions. I don't think he made a single million.
I think he did.
How?
Why are you fighting this six-year-old kid?
I'm not fighting it.
Are you starting beef with the corn kid?
I'm not, but I was thinking about it. Like from TikTok...
I actually know how much they paid him for the Beast Burger thing.
You're not allowed to say it. Don't say it. Of course, I know it too. It was actually...
Well, tell me, I want to know.
Of course I'm telling you. After we were done recording. Yes.
No, I need to know.
Whisper
in my ear.
No.
Please. Or type it on your phone and show me. I need to know now. Congrats. I can't continue the podcast.
I know. It's
going to eat at my brain. Yeah.
Yeah, but that was for a day's work.
That's a lot.
I'm not saying it's not a lot. But
he's saying it's not a lot.
You're saying he made millions. I don't even know
how this started. I was just saying TikTok creates viral.
I'm guessing Corn Kid made 500K.
Okay. For a seven-year-old kid, I'm chilling like that. You know what I'm saying? I'm swimming around $500,000.
Oh, he was six-year-old, now he's seven. Which one is it?
Yeah.
Happy birthday, bro.
Chandler.
Corn Kid has the same birthday as Chandler, apparently. But I know that there's exceptions, but I think day-to-day, when I spend about 3 hours of TikTok viewing, I will get not that much out of it in the same extent as...
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
If I were...
Dream is dying, by the way. We haven't even talked about that.
Is that Dream?
Dream is so sick.
Dream has been sick since before we came to Chile.
It's not contagious.
Doctor did say it was non-contagious.
Wait, is that Jimmy?
We're literally trying to finish this podcast episode before Jimmy gets back from the mountain. We don't think he's here yet, but we are hearing new noises and voices from up there. So, it's going to be kind of awkward if Jimmy's filming his video and he walks into here.
Wait, who is that? There's just two fingers poking.
Who is that?
Who is that? Who is it?
I can't tell who that is.
Reveal yourself!
Oh, it's Russ.
It's Russ the... Are you kidding me? Russ, the best...
Yo, that would be hilarious, though.
Yo, he unzipped his pants.
I was gonna stick my penis
through. What?
Ah, shit.
Just in case the mice didn't pick it up.
Congrats, now you're on banter. Congrats. Yeah, close that. That's what small town North Carolina's finest can get you for drone operating.
Alright.
We're busy.
Leave us alone.
Anyways,
that tent smells so bad. I almost.
You talking about Dream's tent?
Yeah,
Russ up there just said that Dream's tent smells so bad.
It's
that he almost vomited, you said? He almost vomited.
That's awesome.
To be fair, I feel like Russ is a vomiter.
Russ is a vomiter.
He said it smells like he pissed over the tent four times.
I'm not.
You give me vomiter vibes.
I'm not.
Bro, you vomited right. from
But speaking,
yeah. Yeah, go fly your drone. That doesn't work right now from the snow conditions. For those of you that didn't know, because you aren't here and weren't here, Russ's how expensive is your drone?
$27,000.
Yeah. Russ's $27,000 drone is officially broken.
That
right
he
now.
Bought himself.
Because
he told me how he spent so long saving up for it, and then he knew that coming out here, he's just staring at me smiling. He's like, my drone, that was my life's work.
Okay, to be fair, we sound like jerks right now. I also want to point out that the MrBeast company is literally going to pay for it to get fixed anyway.
That's what I told him. I was like, you should be wanting it to break, because then you can get a new one and it'll
be better. It is kind of funny that you... maybe 30 minutes before it breaking was talking about how happy you were that it wasn't broken. And, but to be fair, you were flying it in the craziest... I mean, you were flying it through a blizzard in Antarctica.
45 mile per hour winds and shit. I didn't want to fly it. Jimmy was like, you need to fly it.
To be fair, the shots were actually so sick. See ya.
But anyway, before...
Yeah, I hate that guy, dude.
Yeah, before we were rudely interrupted... Anyway, before we were rudely interrupted, I was saying about how Dream was actually sick before he got here. Yeah. He was sick before we left, which was the 21st of November.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And what is it now? December 3rd?
December 2nd. Just Google. It's 3rd. It's December 3rd. It's December 3rd.
December 3rd.
We leave today.
At the time of recording, by the way, you guys saw how bright it was outside. It is like 2 a.m.
Oh, yeah.
It's
2 a.m. 30 a.m.
The sun never gets dark here. In summer during Antarctica, which is kind of crazy. It messes up your sleep pattern a lot.
I'm gonna say it.
No, don't
miss the fucking moon.
I miss the dark.
I miss the moon so bad.
I saw the moon.
That's why we actually get terrible sleep. By the way, it's because our body doesn't release melatonin.
Yeah.
When there's no
There's no moon, there's no melatonin.
Dr. Sapnap worked it out.
Thank you, Sapnap.
Dr. Sapnap.
Has a good ring to it.
But yeah, so Jerem's been sick since the 21st.
Yeah,
we
which
flew,
is awesome.
And obviously, you know, traveling isn't great for sickness. Doesn't really help you.
No, neither
regen.
Is harsh conditions.
And neither is living in Antarctica for days on end.
Mm-hmm.
I will say that before we even left for South America, when me and Jerem got home from Oklahoma, we almost didn't come.
Oh yeah, they were so close. Like, it was so funny because I'd been sitting at home for like a week whilst they went to Oklahoma, and. Someone from Mr. Beast's team came to our house.
Shout out Kate.
Kate came over and helped us with all the gear because we had to make sure it fit. We had like six, like all of our clothes is like $6,000 worth of clothes for all of us, like each. And there's like...
Is it really $6,000 worth of clothes?
Dude, this is some heavy duty stuff.
Yeah, like everything is expensive.
I'm taking this home and selling it.
Guys, what if we sold our Antarctica outfit?
We do a banter.
And we do it for charity.
Banter charity fundraiser.
I saw Sanat's face just drop.
Face dropped the second he heard giving away the money to somebody that actually needs it.
We could do a live. Wait, how about instead of charity, we auction off our outfits?
And pocket the money.
No, we don't pocket it. We put it towards a live banter show around America.
Ooh.
That sounds familiar. Oh my god, I want to tell that story.
Wait, what is it?
The call.
What call?
The
call with that one company about podcasts.
No, we can't tell that story. We cannot tell that story.
They would probably see it.
They would see this story and know who they are.
They knew already.
They might already know just from this.
Cut.
I think we should just leave it in.
Fine, leave it in. I don't care. I don't care. It was just funny. We had a meeting that we didn't take seriously. And it was funny because we were goofing and gaffing. And we'll move on.
Let's just say we were sending messages in a private chat whilst we all had our video cameras on.
Yeah, we had our video cameras on.
And we're trying not to laugh.
We were Discording.
And we were literally in the middle of the video call meeting trying not to laugh in their faces while they were pitching us this idea that we already knew we weren't going to do. And here we are.
Okay, anyways. So me and Jim get home from Oklahoma. And basically... Let me say this, guys. Basically, guys, whenever me and Jim got on the plane to fly to Oklahoma, we were under the impression that when we got home, we were going to have like 2 or 3 days to chill, right? But we get on the plane, and while we're on the plane, Jim gets a text that the day we get back is the next day we're leaving. Like, within like 12 hours, we're leaving.
We like to give you the best amount of heads up as humanly possible.
Yeah, so when we get home from Oklahoma, we're so tired, dream sick. And one thing you guys know about me is I don't like flying. It kind of scares me. and I realized that I was gonna have to fly like 24, like not 24, but like be traveling for 24, over 24 hours. And I just didn't want to go so bad. Like, I remember I sat down and I was like, I felt like I wanted to cry. I was like,
wait, I didn't even finish my story. So I'm sitting at home with, just me and Kate.
Man, he must have loved your story. Yeah, he just cut you off. No, but this is
I'm not letting that happen.
In the absolute middle of it.
Well, no, but like mine, to be fair, he cut me off.
This is the most derailed podcast, but it doesn't matter because it's the first one that's ever been. Just let him finish his story instead of having two interruptions.
No, leave that in,
So anyways, I literally felt like crying. I was like, holy crap, because not only was it going to be 24 hours traveling, it was going to be like a week in Chile and then another week in Antarctica, and I just wanted to be home because before that, I was
Wanted to play Valorant, okay? He wanted to play Valorant.
That's not even it. Listen, I was in California with George for a week. I got home, the next day, I went to Oklahoma for a week, and then I realized I was going to go home, and then go to Chile for a week, and then go to Antarctica for another week, and then have another 24 hours to fly back home.
Yeah, we get it. You wanted to play Valorant.
And anyways, no.
What did you want to do at home?
I can't even play Valorant. We have no internet.
What did you want to do at home?
I don't know, lay in my bed and watch The Good Doctor all day.
Just flip it back and forth, you know what I'm saying?
Bro, that's all I wanted to do.
Just want
to
flip it back and forth.
Well, anyway, I'm sitting at home with Kate.
Just
anyways, I feel
me
like
and Kate, wrong. You know, we're getting along. We're trying out all the clothes.
One of these.
That sounds weird. Whatever.
One of these.
Yeah, basically. Okay, so I wouldn't mind.
Me and Kate, we're sitting at home, and Kate's like, hey, when's Jeremy and Sandler coming back? Because they're going to need to try on these clothes, otherwise we're not going to have time to get replacements in case the sizing's wrong. Which, spoiler alert, the sizing, for me at least, was very wrong. Very big. And I was like, I don't know, I'll text them. And they just weren't replying for whatever reason.
You never texted me.
I did. No, I did. I texted you guys multiple times.
You never texted me.
I was like, when are you guys getting back?
Did you text the group chat?
I don't remember.
You didn't text me.
I remember I multiple times texted you guys. No responses for whatever reason. And then I remember I called you guys. And you were in the car on the way back from the airport. And you just sounded so mad and annoyed at the idea of going to Antarctica. And I'm sitting here with Kate, like 10 feet away from me, who's like nicely packing up all the clothes, like laying them out for you guys to try them on when you get back.
She's like an angel.
I'm on the phone and you guys are like, we're not going. Like, we might even have COVID. We don't. Like,
and then you didn't.
I mean, they didn't. They were hoping they had COVID.
They got COVID tested like 15 times, yeah, by the way.
They were hoping they had COVID, so they didn't have to go. I'm sitting here like, oh my God, I cannot tell
like,
Kate
the
this.
The thought of me, like, literally, like, I just got home. I'm tired. I don't feel good. I've been I don't feel sick. But I just don't feel good. I want to lay in my bed, take a shower, and just chill. And the thought of me literally having to immediately start packing because I need to wash my clothes. I was like, dude, like it was like I wanted to cry. I was like, I don't want to do this. I want to stay home. And then Dream didn't want to. He even called Jimmy. He talked to Jimmy and then realized I have to do this. And I was like, Dream, I need to talk. Like, cause like Kate was there and
had like meetings in Dream's bedroom.
Kate was there, I was like, Dream, I need to talk to you.
They went into Dream's bedroom to have a meeting about going.
Yeah, and then I realized like, bro, we're just gonna have to. I was like, Dream's like, call Jimmy. He's just gonna tell you.
You want
to
see something funny?
But let me tell you what convinced me. He's like, Jimmy's just gonna tell you. Do you want to be like one of the biggest YouTubers or you want to just fucking do nothing? And I was like,
to be fair, I think that.
You know what's funny though? Can I tell you something? Let me add my little section to this story for a second.
I don't think so either, but it was just like, I was like, damn, am I really just gonna sit here and do
to
nothing?
To me, I was like,
wait, no. Let me add my section to this story. I was also live on stream while this was all happening. And then Sapnap, actually I could read you the text. It was so funny. It was in the middle of my stream, okay? And the fact that I even saw my text to respond to him made it even funnier. But let me see. It said, he said, are you up? Oh, wait, no, wait.
Oh, you're not going to have internet to load. Oh, what? You do? Wait, what?
You're saying?
Wait, what's it even loading?
Hi.
Wait, guys, we just figured something out. You know when you're scrolling up on iMessage and it like has to load messages?
Here it is.
It doesn't even load from the internet.
He called me like two or three times. And he said, and then he texted me, please answer. And I said, wait, I'm live. He said, bro, Antarctica, I don't want to go. I need you to convince me. Oh. And then I said, I said, we're going to have sex. He said, can you actually call me? And then I just didn't answer because I'm like, bro, I'm live right now.
You know
what do you mean?
Something about you being live scared me because they were leaving for Antarctica about 12 hours after us.
Yeah.
And I didn't know if Carl was going. And
of course I was going.
Well, I was like, there's a chance that they cancel. And I was like, I do not want to get on that plane to Chile.
Wait, me being live scared you?
Yeah, Because I was like, why are you not, like, preparing to leave? Like, how are you still streaming?
I was preparing to leave. Because I was preparing for the fact that I wasn't going to be able to stream for about 2 weeks. Yeah. And I knew, I was like, this is going to be my last stream I'm going to be able to get in. Let's make it worthwhile.
In my brain, there was, like, a chance that we got on that flight to Chile and then you guys didn't. And then we're already on the way on a 24-hour flight. And I was like, oh my God, please don't make this happen to me. And then you guys showed up.
I was so excited to see them. This was a lot of people's first time meeting Dream in person. This was a few people's first time meeting George in person, right?
I mean,
I guess just like
the behind the
extended
scenes
universe of Mr. Beast.
Yeah, the Mr. team. Beast universe people. Yeah.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. Shout out to the Chilean hotel because even though it had bad internet, the rooms were pretty nice.
The swimming pool
was
luxurious.
Phenomenal. And it was only me and George that went. And we actually went after hours because I'm getting ahead of myself. We had to go after hours because our hotel was absolutely overtaken by just an enormous swarm of fans.
It was a Mr. Beast meetup.
Look, obviously I love everybody. And I think it's actually so cool that we have such a massive Spanish-speaking community now that obviously a lot of it has to do with the fact that we dub a lot of our videos in so many different languages and stuff at Mr. Beast. But
I'm going to say it. That is the reason because 95% of the people didn't even know who me, Dream, or Satnap were. Mm. Because Mr. Beast's channel, they have like Mr. Beast in Espanol, which is like the Spanish channel.
Well, even now, actually, on the main channel,
it's like dubbed.
Now on the main channel, if you're in a Spanish-speaking country and you were to click on the Mr. Beast video, Spanish audio. It automatically has it in Spanish dub, which is such a game changer. But
That's OP.
Yeah, it's so OP. But so because of that, the Chilean fans were out, dude.
Right, they were out.
And they were all, to be clear, they were all so nice. And it was actually really fun and kind of like adorable trying to like, me trying to have the most broken Spanish of all time and then them having broken English to try to communicate, most to like them, actually talk to them.
Yeah, most of them wouldn't speak English, which made it hard to.
Yeah.
Because they'd come up and be like, they like a lot of the time they just wouldn't even know what to say, but they would kind of look like this with their fingers, like signal a photo.
This mint photo.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, look, Jimmy is actually about to be back. He's not even gonna know that we filmed this entire banter episode while he was climbing a stupid mountain in Antarctica.
We're meant to be recording his video, but instead we're doing ours because we love the banter community.
He'll figure that out later, and he'll be okay with it because he did get an entire corporation that pays me money mad at me, so we'll call it even.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Make sure to like, subscribe, follow us, rate the podcast 5 stars, and
wait. Before we leave, we have one more thing
to say. Anyway, guys, we need to go film a subscribe. We need to go call a. We need to film a CTA up there.
Okay.